The sound is small, just a faint hiss after every flush, but it never stops. That slow run turns into gallons over a day, then a week, then a bill you did not expect. You do not need a plumber for this one. You need 10 calm minutes, a towel, a new flapper if the old one is tired, and a steady hand. In this guide, you will learn how to find the exact leak path, replace the flapper like you have done it for years, and set the float so the fill valve shuts off clean. You will test with dye so you know, not guess. You will cut the waste and keep a strong flush. By the end, you will have a quiet tank and a lower bill. Most fixes cost less than a single takeout meal. The skill stays with you. Let's make the water stop. Chapter 1. Diagnose the running toilet. Hook. You will stop a constant run by finding the exact cause, not by guessing. The win is a silent tank and no more waste. Scope. You will diagnose one common two-piece toilet with a tank mounted on a bowl. You will work at the tank only. You will identify whether the run comes from the flapper seal, the water level set too high, or a fill valve that does not shut off. You will not open any drain lines. You will not replace the wax ring or the shut-off valve on the wall. If anything seems damaged beyond simple parts, you will pause and call a licensed plumber. That is your scope. Safety. Water and ceramic are slippery. Place a towel on the floor next to the toilet. Dry your hands before reaching inside the tank. Turn the supply valve by the wall a quarter turn to make sure it still moves. If the valve is stuck, do not force it. You can work with the valve open for tests, but always know how to shut it if a part fails. Lift the tank lid with two hands. Set it flat on a towel so it does not crack. Keep children and pets away while the lid is off. That is your safety setup. Tools and materials. You will need a small adjustable wrench. You will need long nose pliers. You will need a rag. You will need a small mirror or your phone light to see the backside of the tank parts. For testing, you will need food coloring or a leak detection dye. Blue or red shows well. If you plan to replace parts, keep a universal 2-inch flapper on hand, or a 3-inch flapper if your flush valve opening is larger. Measure the opening rim. If the opening is about 2 inches across, buy a 2-inch flapper. If it is close to 3 inches, buy a 3-inch flapper. Read that again for clarity. Size matters for a tight seal. Setup. Take the tank lid off. Look inside the tank and name each part out loud so you know what you are touching. On the left or right, you will see the fill valve. On it is a float. The float may be on an arm or it may ride on the valve body. In the center bottom is the flush valve opening. A rubber flapper sits on that opening. A chain connects the flapper to the flush lever. A tall overflow tube rises from the flush valve body. A thin refill tube clips to the top of that overflow tube. The water line should be about 1 inch below the top of the overflow tube when the tank is at rest. If water is at the rim or dribbling into the overflow, the level is too high and the toilet will run. Confirm your supply stop location and movement. Place the towel. You are set. Steps. Step 1. Listen. Stand still by the tank. If you hear a steady hiss and the water surface trembles, water is moving. Lift the lid if you have not already. Watch the fill valve. Does it pulse on every minute or two? That short refill is a sign of a slow leak past the flapper. Step 2. Look for an obvious overfill. Is water spilling into the overflow tube? If yes, the float is set too high. That means the fill valve is working, but its shutoff point is wrong. Note this, then turn the adjustment screw one turn to lower the float if it is a screw-type float. If the float rides a metal arm, bend the arm downward a little at a time. If the float rides on the valve body, pinch the clip and slide the float down a notch. Do not over-adjust yet. You will fine-tune after tests. Step 3. Check the chain. If the chain is too tight, the flapper cannot sit flat. You want about 1/4 inch of slack when the flapper is down. Lift the flapper with a finger. Let it drop cleanly. If it hangs on the flush lever arm or the chain kinks, move the hook one link to add slack. Make sure the chain does not snag on the flapper ears. Step 4. Clean the flapper seat. Shut the supply valve at the wall a quarter turn at a time until it stops. Flush to drain most water. The flapper will drop on an empty seat. Wipe the rim of the flush valve opening with a rag. Feel for grit or scale. A rough rim will not seal. Do not scrape with hard tools. A nylon pad can help. Turn the supply back on and let the tank fill. Step 5. Run the dye test for the flapper. Put 5 drops of dye into the tank water. Do not flush. Wait 5 minutes. Look in the bowl. If the bowl water turns the dye color, the flapper leaks. That is proven. If the bowl stays clear and you still hear a hiss, look back at water level at rest. If the level creeps up to the overflow and spills, the float is still too high or the fill valve does not shut off. Step 6. Test the fill valve shut off. With the tank full and quiet, mark the water line with a pencil on the tank wall or note a tile line. Wait 3 minutes without touching anything. If the level rises on its own to the overflow, the fill valve is not closing tight. Lightly lift the float with a finger. If the water stops, the valve can shut off, but the float height is wrong. If lifting the float does not stop the water, the valve is worn and will need replacement in Chapter 2. Step 7. Confirm refill tube routing. The thin refill tube should clip to the overflow tube and point into it, not down below the water line. The tip should sit above the top edge. If the tube sticks down into the overflow below the water line, it can siphon water and cause a ghost run. Lift it up so the tip ends above the rim. Secure the clip. Verify. You now have 3 clear results. 1. Dye reaches the bowl without a flush. That means a flapper leak. 2. Water level sits too high and spills into the overflow. That means the float needs adjustment. 3. The level rises even when the float sits low. That means a fill valve that does not shut off. Say your result out loud so you lock it in. That is your verified cause. Common fails and fixes. If you did not wait long enough on the dye test, you might miss a slow leak. Wait 5 full minutes. For stubborn cases, wait 10. If the chain keeps tangling, trim the excess links so they do not snag. If the flapper looks warped or has a swollen edge, it will not seal. Plan to replace it. If the tank sweats and drips on the floor, that is condensation from cold water and not a leak from seals. Wipe it dry so you can see real leaks. If the shutoff valve at the wall seeps when you touch it, stop and call a pro. You can finish the repair with the main supply on if the wall valve is flaky, but you must be gentle and ready to stop at once. Document. Take 3 photos. One of the tank parts before any changes. One of the flapper and seat. One of the water line after you set it. Store the photos in a folder called Toilet Repair with the date. If you sell or rent the place, these images show you kept the fixture in order. That helps with trust and with future diagnosis. Recap. You mapped the tank. You set a safe work area. You ran a dye test to confirm a flapper leak or ruled it out. You checked water level and overflow. You tested the fill valve shutoff. You corrected chain slack and refill tube position. You now know which part is failing. That is your setup. Chapter 2, Fix the Cause, Flapper Float, or Fill Valve. Hook. You will stop the run today. You will replace the worn part, set the water level, and confirm a clean shutoff. Scope. You will complete 3 core fixes. 1. Replace a leaking flapper with the correct size and style. 2. Adjust the float so the water level rests 1 inch below the top of the overflow tube. 3. Repair or replace a fill valve that will not shut off. You will not alter the toilet bowl. You will not open drain lines. You will not modify the shutoff valve at the wall beyond normal use. If you find cracks in the tank, stop and call a licensed plumber. That is your scope. Safety. Shut the water off at the supply stop on the wall before any part swap. Turn the handle clockwise by hand. Do not force a stuck valve. Keep the tank lid on a towel so it will not slide. Dry your hands before you reach into the tank. Use only hand force on plastic nuts. Over-tightening can crack the tank. If you remove the fill valve, support the tank from rocking by placing one hand on the rim. Keep children and pets out of the work area. That is your safety plan. Tools, parts, and specs. You will need an adjustable wrench. You will need long nose pliers. You will need a small bucket or bowl to catch water from the supply line. You will need a rag. You will need a universal 2-inch flapper or a 3-inch flapper. Measure the flush valve opening to confirm. 2-inch is common on older and many standard models. 3-inch appears on many newer high-flow models. You will need a replacement fill valve if yours failed the shutoff test. Choose a quiet fill design that adjusts for height. You will need Teflon tape for the supply line threads only if the connector is not a compression type. Most toilet supply connectors are compression and do not use tape. Verify first. You will need leak detection dye or food coloring for the final test. Setup. Turn off the water at the wall. Flush and hold the handle to empty the tank. When the tank is almost empty, release the handle and let the flapper drop. Sponge or rag out the last inch of water around the flapper seat. This keeps grit away from the seal. Unhook the refill tube from the overflow. Set your parts within reach on the towel. Place the bucket under the tank where the supply line meets the fill valve shank in case you remove it. Now you are set. Fix A. Replace a leaking flapper. Goal. Install a flapper that sits flat, seals tight, and opens and closes freely. Identify the size. Look at the flush valve opening rim. If the rim is about 2 inches across, use a 2-inch flapper. If close to 3 inches, use a 3-inch flapper. Read that again. A mismatch will never seal well. Remove the old flapper. Unclip the chain from the flush lever hole. Slide the flapper ears off the overflow tube pegs. Some flappers connect with a ring that slides over the overflow tube. If so, slide the ring up and off. Inspect the old flapper. If the rubber is warped, sticky, or shows white mineral crust at the sealing face, you confirm the leak cause. Prepare the seat. Wipe the flush valve rim with a clean rag. You want a smooth ring. If there is mineral buildup, rub with a nylon pad until the rim feels even. Do not use a metal tool. Do not gouge the rim. Install the new flapper. If your new flapper has ear hooks, push the ears onto the pegs of the overflow tube. Make sure the flapper hinge pivots freely and the body centers over the rim. If your flapper uses a ring, slide the ring over the overflow tube to the base and center the flapper on the rim. Follow the part's simple diagram for ring position. The hinge should not bind. Set the chain length. Hook the chain to the flush lever arm. Use a hole about 1 inch from the lever tip to begin. Create slack of about 1/4 inch when the flapper is down. Test by pressing the flush handle. The flapper must lift cleanly. Release the handle. The flapper must drop and seal without the chain holding it up. If the chain kinks or gets under the flapper, trim excess links and use the clip to keep a straight path. Quick water test. Turn the water on at the wall. Let the tank fill. Watch the flapper as the water rises. When the fill stops, listen. If the tank is quiet and the water line holds steady, your seal is likely good. If you hear a faint seep or see ripples, push gently on the flapper. If the sound stops, the chain is too tight or the seat needs more cleaning. Adjust and retest. Fix B. Adjust the float and set water level. Goal. Stop overfill into the overflow tube and lock a steady rest level. Find the adjustment. If you have a float on a metal arm, there is no screw on the valve body. The arm bends to set height. If you have a float on the valve body, you will see a small screw on top or a pinch clip on the float collar. Set the level. Turn the water off. Open the tank and note the overflow tube height. Your goal is a rest water line 1 inch below the top of the tube. If you have a screw adjuster, turn the screw clockwise to lower the float 1 turn at a time. Counterclockwise raises it. If you have a pinch clip, pinch and slide the float down to lower. If you have a metal arm float, bend the arm down slightly using 2 hands. Make small moves. Refill and check. Repeat until the water stops at the target mark. Check the refill tube. The refill tube must clip at the top of the overflow and end above the rim. The tube must not dip below the water line. If it dips, it can siphon and drag the level down, which triggers refills. Cut the tube shorter if it cannot sit above the rim. Clip it so the tip points into the tube, not to the side. Seat pressure test. With the tank full at the new level, place a pencil mark on the porcelain for reference. Wait 3 minutes. The level should not rise or fall. If it rises and spills into the overflow, lower the float more. If it falls without a flush and you hear the fill kick on to recover, the flapper still leaks. Return to fix A. Fix C. Replace a fill valve that will not shut off. Goal. Install a new fill valve that shuts off clean and refills at a proper rate. Confirm need. If lifting the float by hand during Chapter 1 did not stop flow, the valve is not sealing. You will replace it now. Shut down and drain. Turn off water at the wall. Flush to empty the tank. Hold the handle to drain as much as possible. Sponge out the last inch of water from the tank bottom near the valve area. This keeps the workspace dry. Disconnect supply line. Place the bucket under the tank at the fill valve shank. Use your fingers to loosen the supply line nut. If stuck, use the adjustable wrench gently. Turn counterclockwise. A little water may drip into the bucket. Loosen the tank lock nut. Under the tank, find the large plastic lock nut that holds the fill valve. Turn counterclockwise by hand first. If tight, use the wrench with light pressure. Support the valve body from above, so it does not twist the tank. Remove the lock nut. Lift the old valve out of the tank. Prepare the new valve. Set the new valve height. Most valves telescope. Place the valve in the tank hole, and set the top, so it sits above the overflow tube, by at least 3 inches. Read that again. The valve top must sit higher than the overflow to avoid splash, and to meet typical instructions. Lock the height by twisting the body per the parts diagram. Seat the valve. Place the new rubber washer on the valve shank in the order the part shows. Insert the valve into the hole inside the tank. From below, thread the plastic lock nut by hand until snug. Hold the valve body, so the refill nipple points toward the overflow tube. Finish snugging the lock nut 1/8 turn with the wrench. Do not over-tighten. The tank is ceramic and can crack. Reconnect the supply line. Thread the supply line nut onto the shank by hand. Finish with a gentle turn on the wrench until snug. Do not apply Teflon tape to a compression connector. If your line uses a threaded adapter that needs tape, use 2 to 3 wraps only on the male threads and keep tape off the first 2 threads. Attach the refill tube. Clip the small refill tube from the valve to the top of the overflow. The tube end must sit above the rim. Trim if needed. Do not push the tube down into the overflow. Flush and check. Turn on the water at the wall. The tank will fill. Watch the water rise. The valve should shut off when the level reaches 1 inch below the overflow rim. Adjust the float on the new valve if needed. Most valves use a screw on top. Turn clockwise to lower the shutoff point. Let the valve cycle 2 times. Listen. The sound should stop completely at rest. Quality checks. Shutoff test. With the tank full, place a pencil mark at the water line. Wait 3 minutes. The line should not move. If it does, adjust the float. If the line still moves down without a flush, recheck the flapper seal and chain slack. If the line rises toward the overflow, lower the float more. Dye proof test. Add 5 drops of dye to the tank. Do not flush. Wait 5 minutes. Look in the bowl. Clear bowl means the flapper seals. Color means a leak. If color shows, turn off water, drain the tank, clean the seat again, and reseat the flapper. If the flapper looks fine, inspect the flush valve rim for a chip or hairline crack. A damaged rim may require a new flush valve, which is outside today's scope. If that occurs, stop and call a pro. Noise and bounce test. Flush once. Listen as the fill runs. The sound should be steady and then stop cleanly. If the float bounces and the valve chatters, the water pressure may be high or the float set is too high. Lower the float 1 notch and test again. If noise remains high, consider a quiet fill model at a later time or have pressure checked by a pro. Chain travel test. Flush 5 times in a row. Watch the chain. It should not snag on the lever or drop under the flapper. Trim any extra chain that can catch. Keep the chain straight with a slight rise to the lever. Overflow margin test. Hold a ruler to the overflow tube. Confirm the rest water line sits 1 inch below the top rim. Say the number out loud. 1 inch. That margin avoids splash into the tube during small pressure changes. Leak check at connections. Run a dry finger around the supply line nut and the fill valve lock nut under the tank. If you feel moisture, snug the nut 1/8 turn. Wipe dry and recheck in 5 minutes. No drips should appear in the bucket. Troubleshooting patterns. The tank still runs after a new flapper. Check the chain slack. If the chain is tight, the flapper cannot fully seat. Add 1 link of slack. Check the flapper ears. If the ears ride on the wrong pegs, the hinge can twist and leak. Move to the correct pegs. Clean the seat again. A tiny grain can hold the flapper open. Run the dye test once more. The water level will not settle 1 inch below the overflow. Lower the float more. Confirm the refill tube is not pushed down below the rim. If the refill tube dips into the water, it can siphon and pull water down, which triggers a refill. Cut the tube shorter and clip it high. The fill valve cycles every few minutes with no visible overfill. This is the classic silent leak. The dye test in the bowl will show color within 10 minutes if the flapper leaks. If dye does not show and the valve still cycles, check the flush valve seat for pits. Shine a light. If you see a nick on the rim, the flapper may never seal. At that point, a new flush valve body is needed. That work means removing the tank from the bowl, which is beyond today's plan. The supply stop on the wall seeps or will not turn. Do not force it. Leave it fully open if it only seeps when moved. Work gently inside the tank. If you must replace the fill valve and cannot turn the supply off, do not proceed. Call a licensed plumber to service the stop first. Weak flush after lowering the water level. You may have set the float too low. Raise the float one notch and test. Confirm the flapper is the correct style. Some flappers are adjustable for flow time. If yours has a small dial, set it per the part card to allow a full flush, then retest. Keep the overflow margin at 1 inch. Maintenance and good habits. Write today's date on a small label inside the tank. Note which parts you replaced. Take a photo of the final water line and the chain slack. Every 3 months, lift the lid and look. Confirm the water line still sits 1 inch below the overflow. Press the handle and watch the flapper drop clean. Listen for a clean stop at the fill valve. If you live with hard water, add a reminder every 6 months to wipe the flapper seat with a rag. Do not use tank tablets that sit in the water. Some tablets can degrade rubber and cause early flapper failure. If you want bowl cleaning help, use cleaners in the bowl, not in the tank. Cost and time. A flapper swap often takes 10 minutes and costs a small amount. A fill valve replacement adds 20 to 30 minutes for a careful beginner. Both together still fit within 1 hour if you move step by step. The water savings start the same day. A slow run can waste dozens of gallons a day. Over a month, that can reach into the hundreds. This fix pays for itself within one billing cycle in many cases. Documentation. Photograph the flapper seat before and after cleaning. Photograph the chain slack as installed. Photograph the final water line. Save these images in a folder with today's date. Note the part sizes you used. If you manage a rental or help family, these records save time on the next call. Verify. Final pass for Chapter 2. Fill the tank. Mark the water line. Wait 3 minutes. The line does not move. Add dye to the tank. Wait 5 minutes. The bowl stays clear. Flush once. The fill runs and stops. The tank goes quiet. Put the lid back on. Wipe the outside of the tank dry. Check the floor. No drips at the supply connector. Speak the result. The toilet holds water and stops clean. That is your proof. Recap. You replaced a leaking flapper with the correct size and a clean seat. You set the float so the level rests 1 inch below the overflow. You replaced a fill valve that would not shut off and set its height and shut-off point. You verified with a pencil mark and a dye test. You documented the setup for the future. The tank now fills, stops, and stays quiet. That is the outcome. Chapter 3. Test, troubleshoot, and maintain. Hook. You have stopped the obvious run, but the job is not finished until you prove the repair under time. This chapter gives you the long test, the fine diagnosis, and the care steps that keep the tank quiet for the year ahead. Scope. You will verify the repair with dye and with an overnight test. You will solve ghost flush events, weak flush after effects, and water level creep. You will clean hard water scale from seats and valve parts. You will set a 6-month maintenance check and a simple record system. You will not remove the tank from the bowl. You will not replace the flush valve body. If you see cracks in the porcelain or damage at the flush valve seat, stop and call a licensed plumber. That is your scope. Safety. Do not leave dye tablets or food coloring in reach of children or pets. Lift the tank lid with both hands each time and set it on a towel. Dry your hands before touching any electrical device, like a light used to see inside the tank. If you use vinegar or a safe cleaner for scale, keep good ventilation. Never mix cleaners inside the tank. Do not use bleach tablets inside the tank water. That is your safety plan. Tools and materials. You will need food coloring or dye tablets. You will need a rag. You will need a nylon pad. You will need white vinegar in a small cup if you have scale. You will need a pencil or a marker. You will need your phone camera. You will need a small notebook or digital note app for records. Setup. The tank is full, the fill has shut off, and the toilet is in use mode. All repairs from Chapter 2 are done. You are ready to confirm that the toilet will stay sealed for hours, not just minutes. Steps. Step 1. Run the short dye test again. Add 5 drops of dye to the tank. Wait 5 minutes. Check the bowl. The bowl should stay clear. If color shows, the flapper is still leaking. Go back to Chapter 2 fixes. Step 2. Mark the water line inside the tank with a pencil. Note the time. Wait 30 minutes. The water should sit on the mark. If the water rises above the mark, the fill valve float is still too high or the valve seat is not sealing. If the water falls below the mark, the flapper is not sealing. If the line holds, the fix is solid. Step 3. Run the overnight test. Add dye to the tank at night before bed. Do not flush until morning. In the morning, check the bowl. If the bowl has color, a slow leak still exists. Check the tank water line against your pencil mark. Any change is proof of a leak. If the bowl is clear and the line holds, you have a complete seal. Step 4. Solve ghost flush. If you hear the tank refill itself every few hours with no flush, that is a ghost flush. The cause is a slow leak past the flapper. Clean the flapper seat again. Check the refill tube to make sure it does not dip below water. Confirm chain slack. If ghost flush continues, the flush valve rim may be pitted. Call a plumber for flush valve replacement. Step 5. Fix weak flush. If lowering the float reduced flush strength, raise the float one notch. Test again. The goal is 1 inch below the overflow rim. If flush is still weak, confirm the flapper is the correct style. Some adjustable flappers have dials to control flush time. Set it to full flow. Test again. Step 6. Clear scale. If you see white or green scale on the flapper seat or valve body, soak a rag in vinegar. Press the rag on the area for 10 minutes. Wipe clean with a nylon pad. Do not chip at the porcelain. Clean until smooth. Scale on the fill valve cap can cause chatter. Many valves allow the top cap to twist off for cleaning. Check the diagram. Rinse parts with vinegar and water, then reinstall. Step 7. Document your work. Take a photo of the tank parts now. Photograph the water line with the pencil mark. Save in your repair folder. Write today's date in your notebook. Note which part you replaced and how you set the float. Step 8. Set maintenance. Every 3 months, lift the tank lid and check the water line. It should sit at your pencil mark. Flush once and watch the flapper drop clean. Listen for a complete stop at the fill valve. Wipe the flapper seat once every 6 months if you live with hard water. Replace the flapper every 3 to 5 years or sooner if you hear leaks. Replace the fill valve every 5 to 7 years if it chatters or fails to shut off. Verify. The bowl stays clear after dye. The water line holds overnight. The flush is strong. The fill stops. The tank is quiet. The floor is dry. These are your past conditions. If all are met, the toilet is fully repaired. Common fails and fixes. If the water line creeps up overnight, lower the float again. If the line creeps down, the flapper is leaking. If ghost flush continues after a new flapper and clean seat, suspect a flush valve body defect. If water drips from the supply connector, snug the nut 1/8 turn. If the tank sweats on hot days, that is condensation and not a leak. Wipe dry to see true leaks. Recap. You confirmed the fix with dye and an overnight test. You solved ghost flush and weak flush cases. You cleaned scale from seats and valves. You set a maintenance plan. You documented the repair. You saved water and bills. You built skill you can repeat on any tank.